Lesson 6F.
Food addiction. A. Pizza Boy. Few people would disagree that one of the world's most popular dishes is pizza. 22-year-old Zach certainly wouldn't. He would eat any type of pizza that he could find. Homemade pizza covered in fresh ingredients, pre-cooked microwave pizza full of additives and preservatives, and even the pizza leftovers from the night before. He ate pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and was consuming 800 kilograms of it a year. As a child, Zach had eaten a wide variety of food, and it wasn't until he started secondary school that he became addicted to pizza. American school meals have often been criticized for the large amount of fast food present on the menu. At Zach's school, pizza was the star dish, and he couldn't get enough of it. Furthermore, Zach was receiving pocket money, and there was only one thing he wanted to spend it on: slices of pizza. Naturally, Zach's family were worried about their son's diet that was high in calories and low in vitamins. So was Zach. In a desperate attempt to break his addiction, he agreed to appear on a TV program. Its aim was to encourage food addicts to beat their addictions with the help of a psychologist and nutritionist. It wasn't easy, but Zach finally demonstrated that he had given up eating pizza in a dramatic end to the show. He had to eat a fish dish while his brother sat in front of him enjoying a pizza. Zach met the challenge, and according to the program makers, he has never eaten pizza again. B. Chicken Nugget Girl. When 17-year-old Stacey Irvin's friends visit her, they know that they are going to have a struggle to find a place to sit in her bedroom. Why? Because Stacey shares her room with the thousands of free toys that she has received as a reward for her loyalty as a regular customer of fast food restaurants. If Stacey's mother could travel back in time and change one thing, it would be the moment that she decided to take 2-year-old Stacey to a McDonald's restaurant and give her a portion of chicken nuggets. Since then, Stacey has refused to eat anything else except for pieces of fried chicken, and as a result, her diet has created serious health problems. In fact, so serious are her problems that she has been warned that if she doesn't soon change her diet, she will die. Stacey's body had so few vitamins and nutrients that she recently collapsed and had to be admitted to hospital. The doctor who treated her said she had never seen such an extreme case of food addiction. She insisted that Stacey adopt a healthier lifestyle. Stacey's mother was obviously worried, but said that while Stacey was beginning to understand the seriousness of her situation, she couldn't eat anything else but chicken nuggets. C. Chip Girl. 20-year-old Hannah Little was keen on chips. In fact, she loved them. With the exception of a little toast for breakfast, the only thing that Hannah consumed for 15 years was one plate of chips after another. Not surprisingly, a diet that contained few nutrients and an excess of fat and carbohydrates could only have negative consequences. And it did, because not only did Hannah develop health problems, but she also had to leave her job after collapsing at work. Hannah's love of chips had turned into an addiction at the age of 5, and although her mother tried to encourage her to eat fruit and vegetables, she refused. Hannah says that she was terrified of tasting the flavour of different types of food, and she would feel anxious just at the idea of doing it. Parties, picnics, and barbecues with friends and family used to be a nightmare. Furthermore, Hannah was soon seen as odd by her friends' parents. It wasn't until she reached the age of 16 that Hannah discovered that she had been suffering for years from a psychological disorder called SED, Selective Eating Disorder. Hannah discovered that SED was usually caused by a bad experience with food as a baby that the sufferer had no memory of. However, this new knowledge failed to produce a solution, and it wasn't until she lost her job that she took the action that would convert her into a normal eater. Hannah decided to seek help and went to see psychologist Felix Economakis, who administered a treatment that none of the doctors that she had seen before had mentioned, hypnosis. It worked. After just one-hour session, Hannah was ready to try fruit, and since then she has been willing to eat anything, including chips.